All right, Jabo, say good morning. So let's continue. So we left off on page Kufnun, the section Acher Avodas Hamaaseh LaHargasha, Avodas Hamachshava Kol Yoser. So remember again, the Mechaber explains, V'vadei Shebas Chola Avodas Zutia Kashalot. And remember again, we're speaking about this idea of going ahead and disassociating from negative thought, and that when negative thought comes up, somehow going ahead and removing it from one's mind. So he explains that in the beginning, this avoda, this effort to go ahead and remove negativity from one's mind, will certainly be an avoda, will certainly take an incredible amount of effort. Because at the end of the day, we become accustomed to thinking about certain things and to thinking in a certain way. And therefore, it's hard to break that thought, that cognitive, regularity. So he's actually making reference to things that we discussed earlier, this idea of hachna'a and havdala, this idea of ultimately again recognizing that the evil, that the negative things that we do, and for that matter, the negative things that are a part of us are not really a part of us. But in fact, again, they perhaps might be something we do, something we think, but the etzem ha'ani, the inner I, remains absolutely intact and fully unscathed. But often klali, hare higdarnu sheyesha ma'asim ra'an, hargoshos ros, umachshavos ros. So again, we've already established that people engage in negative actions, negative feelings, and negative thoughts. V'imkin la'achar shnei shlish shal avoda, shezohi avodas hamasa v'avodas hargosha, v'vaday she'achibor shelo l'tfisa asara b'minun harbe yoser namuch. So he explains, remember, that if you're following the progression of what we've learned so far, so we've already worked on, again, focusing on or eradicating negative activity, right? Because we recognized, again, that negative actions are bad things that I do, but does not make me a bad person. So we've spoken about, again, earlier in the Sefer, about how to avoid negative activity. We've also spoken about how to avoid negative emotion. Remember, again, that's where he spoke about the idea of retreating into your own personal world, the world of Adam prior to the creation of others. And now in this, not the last step, but now in this next step, we're talking about getting rid or extricating negative thoughts. So the Mechaber posits that after you've already been able to master the process of regulating negative activity and regulating negative emotion, the ability to remove negative thoughts should hopefully be a little bit easier. Lochin. Im ha'odam, now this is very important. Im ha'odam menase mitrila la'avod al nikayon ha'machshava. So it says, therefore, if a person begins by trying to establish a purity of thought, meaning if that's the first thing I'm going to work on, I'm going to work on not having any negative thoughts, and when the negative thoughts come along, I'm going to just pluck them out of my mind. Yelo ma'od kasha. If that's the first thing you're starting with, it's very difficult. Machmas. Because if I've not yet purified my actions, and if I've not yet purified my emotions, my feelings, then at the end of the day, it's going to be very difficult to go ahead and purify one's thoughts. This would be like trying to go ahead and cut down the trunk and not cut down the branches. Now, what does that mean? He gives a mashal. Mashal amal davadom. Let me give you a parable. Le'eitz shesharashav nituim amok ba'adama. Let me give you an example. There's a tree that has very deep roots that extend deep into the earth. Aval milvad zos hu gavo amol. But not only does it have roots that extend deep into the ground, but it's also very tall. It's a very tall tree. And it has multiple leaves, branches. So now remember, you have to cut down the tree. If you cut down the tree without going ahead and first cutting down the branches. God bless you. Bevadei sheyihye lanu yoser kasha. Machmas sheyish kan gidul yoser. Top of kuf nun aleph. Godol lemalo. If you try to cut down the tree, without going ahead and first cutting down any of the branches, that'll be an incredibly difficult effort. Why? Because not only do the roots extend downward, but remember, it's a very tall tree. So now what you have to do is you have to cut down and you have all of that height and all of that volume just in terms of the branches. Aval kasher es komasha apnea karka gazamnu, nisharnu lanu rak akiras hashorashim. So what's interesting is, but if you first go ahead and cut down the branches, if you first go cut off the branches, if you first go ahead and cut down parts of the trunk, then you'll still have to tackle the base and the roots, but at least it will be a little bit easier. Certainly, again, uprooting the roots is much more difficult than going ahead and uprooting the branches. But it is certainly easier to uproot the roots after you've taken down the branches. What's the nimshal? Lochein avodas tikon hamachshava. Therefore, the avoda, the process of rectifying thought, silo kara me'akoach hamachshavti shabadim, which again means removing negativity from the thought process. Bless you, from the thought process of an individual. Imhu na'ase lifnei ha'achna. If it's done, v'havdalah shalkoach hara min amasim min hargashos, hu yeh kashi yoser. So I will say, what the Mechaber is saying is the following, that the process of removing negative thought is a very difficult process. Why? Because if you think about this mashal, remember what we said before, is that my thought determines where I am. Really, if I primarily identify as a ruchni, as a spiritual being, then my thought really, as Ramban said, we saw before, my thought really is kovea, really establishes where I am in life. As such, thought are like the roots of the tree, like the roots of the tree. So the issue is like this: if you try to tackle purifying thought as a first step, so that's like going after the very tall tree, the very deep branches. You know, maybe you'll be able to get it down. Maybe you'll be able to successfully fell it. But at the end of the day, it's a much greater avoda. Instead, he says, what the goal is what? The goal is first you have to remove the branches. First you have to remove someone. And what are the branches? The branches are negative actions, and the branches are negative emotions. So negative actions we've spoken about before. Again, what that represents is this idea that a person needs to recognize that even if he does negative things, those negative things do not define him as a bad person. A person has to remove negative emotion, that even if I feel bad about another, I'm angry at another, I have negativity towards myself, to take a step back and to enter into that world of aloneness. And then after you tackle those things, that's removing the branches, then you can go after the trunk with the roots of negative thought. But to address negative thought first, says the Mechaber, is like trying to fell the tree without first cutting off the branches. Masha inkein, kasher hu na'asa la'adam, excuse me, kasher hu na'asa la'achar sha'adam silek, the fachos berama gavoa, es ha'ma'asim ha'shelidiyim, ves ha'gashos ha'shelidiyos. But if you work on first removing some of the negative actions, some of the negative feelings, as yakil lo harbe yoser la'avod al nikayon ha'machshava, you will see that it becomes easier to deal with purity of thought. In a kavana shezu avod akala, I'm not telling you that it's easy, ela yoser kala, I'm just telling you what? That it's easier. Me'asher la'haskel be'ofen yashir la'avod al nekudas ha'machshava. So this is a very, very profound point. That, first of all, is very validating, that purity of thought is perhaps the hardest part of this process, which of course makes sense, because the ability to regulate what you think. Now, here's also what's interesting, is apparently what the Mechaber feels is that the ability to regulate what you think is even harder than regulating what you feel, which is very interesting as well, because remember, he makes a little bit of a distinction between emotion and between thought. It's quite fascinating. And again, that might be subject to some dispute as well, if everybody agrees with that concept. But in any event, in this construct that we're using, the idea is first work on your actions, which I will say makes sense. Why is working on action is the first step? Why is that the first step? Because the truth is, that's the part you control the most. That's really the truth. At the end of the day, what you do and how you do it is something that you have direct, unequivocal shlita control over. Once you get into the realm of emotion and thought, that gets a little bit trickier. So after you regulate what you do, then begin to tackle what you feel. What you're already doing now is you're trimming the branches off of that tree that needs to come down. Once you've tackled those issues, then lemaisa, go ahead and tackle the issue of negative thought, which ultimately is the trunk with the very deep branches. Let's go a little bit, let's do one more little paragraph, then we'll begin with this next week. Toch kedei avodah haratzon nechlash. Kasher ha'adam modeh l'machshavosav. V'hu mevarer osan kima kima. When a person gets to know his thoughts, and he begins to go ahead and be mevarer, clarify them, refine them a little bit by a little bit, la'at la'at, shlav achari shlav, machshava achari machshava. And I've also said, remember, the process of purity of thought could be a protracted process, could just be a very long process, step after step, bit after bit, la'at la'at, hu yargish shaharotzon shalom, lachshav b'dvarim ra'im, holich v'nechlash. A person will say, after enough time of trying to purify thought, we'll see that what? We'll see that his rotzon, his will to think negative things, weakens. Which I will say is an interesting thing, because we've seen before that sometimes the way the Yetzirah works is the more you work on something and the more times you succeed, the stronger the Yetzirah is to go ahead and try to do the same negative activity again. Yet what he seems to have here by Koach HaMachshava is that Lamaisa, the more you go ahead and work on refining your thought, the less the negative thoughts will have the ability to enter your mind. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up in your session with this section next week. Mm-hmm.